Shavuos, Perek Ches, Mishneh Ches. Our Mishneh continues the discussion of what you can and cannot do with Peros Shavuos, with the fruit of Shavuos, due to Kedushas Shavuos. As we know, the Pasuk says that it's supposed to be La'achla, for eating. Therefore, things that are not for eating are not permitted to be done with the Peros Shavuos. The Mishneh says, Ein Lokhim, you cannot purchase utilizing the Peros, or the funds from the Peros of Shavuos. You cannot purchase avodim, slaves, v'karkaos, or real estate, uvehema temea, or non-kosher animal, midame Shavuos, utilizing the funds of Shavuos. V'im lakach yochel kenegdan. And if you did, you need to take food and eat that food, b'kedusha Shavuos, as a replacement for the funds of Shavuos that you used improperly. The Mishnah continues that ein mivin kine zavim, you cannot bring kine zavim. Now, this refers to a zav, is one of the people in halacha who has to bring a karban in order for him to be able to eat kaddishim. The kine zavos, or the karbanos of the, which is again a bird karban, for a zava. V'kine yoldos, or those bird karbanos of women who have given birth, you cannot bring any of these midime shvius, utilizing the funds from shvius. V'mhevi, and if you did use the funds of shvius for the purpose of bringing these karbanos, yochal kenegdan, you need, again, as we mentioned before, you need to take other foods and eat them b'kedusha shvius as a replacement. Now, the truth is that all other karbanos as well you cannot utilize from the funds of Shavuos. The question then is, why did our Mishnah enumerate these particular karbanos? So the Mefarshim explained that the reason that the Mishnah chose these is that in order to tell you a chiddush, to emphasize that even though these are karbanos that allow you to now eat kudshim, so in a certain way, they are there for the purposes of eating, not directly, but indirectly, you might have thought you could use the funds of Shavuos in order to bring these karbanos, that they will allow you access to certain types of food. Comes our Mishnah to say, no, even these types of karbanos cannot utilize the funds of Shavuos. Mishnah says, Ein sachin kelim b'shemen shel Shavuos. You're not allowed to anoint, they used to rub oils into kalim, and certain types of utensils, utilizing the oil of Shavuos. If imsach, and if you did, yochal kenegdo, you need to eat the foods b'kedusha Shavuos, again as a replacement for the oil that you use to rub into the kalim, because rubbing oil into kalim is not something that you're allowed to do due to the kedushas Shavuos.